Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women. And if you want a beer, turn to page 69.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nate.
I'm Jimmy.
We're the Drunk Guys, and this week we are reading The Cave, Choose Your Own Adventure, number one, The Cave of Time.
Is it number one?
It is the first one, yeah.
Wow.
By Edward Packard, and starting with a beer. You mentioned, I was just going to figure out where to shoehorn this in somewhere, but Nate, you made it easy because you said turn to page 69, and now you know what that sounds like? A real pleasure machine. this beer is called Pleasure Machine from Muckraker. It is an imperial stout with Tanzanian coffee, Madagascan vanilla, and caramel, and it's 10% alcohol.
Muckraker. That's a new one.
Well, it says Muckraker on the front, but also, oh, fuck. What? Why would I turn the can on the side like a fucking moron? That was the wrong adventure. Alias Brew Works, but it says Muckraker on the, I don't know what this means. I choose, you know, choose which one you want to call it.
They seem to come up. Moron. They seem to both come up when you look them up.
I'm going to get a paper towel. That's a great beer, though. Jesus Christ, there's so much beer on this table.
You just poured it right out, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was like, let me just tilt it so I could see with my old shitty eyes. And then I just, like, it's, I got to go. All right. Everything's so sticky.
That was
paper towel.
Does somebody want to explain why we're doing this?
Because we've lost all control of our lives.
This is a pathetic cry for help.
This is what's known in the biz as filler.
Barely know her.
It's not all killer. Sometimes it's filler. We're doing a long book at the end of every other month, and the rest of that month is going to be bullshit, folks. So welcome to that. Short books. Weird genres. This week / month, it's Choose Your Own Adventure novels. And we each read a Choose Your Own Adventure, and we each chose our own adventure. And we're going to find out what other adventures everyone had. And those adventures are of varying length because sometimes we died very quickly into the adventure. And I don't know about you guys, but I stuck to our read it once and whatever happens, happens, and no takesy-backsies.
I did too.
I did not.
Oh, Nathan, you broke the pinky swear.
So before we get into this book, I'm just curious. Did you guys read these books as a young man?
I wrote Choose Your Own Adventure books. I don't know if I read these particular ones.
But the series.
I don't know what they were. I mean, there was a time when I feel like everyone was making a Choose Your Own Adventure book in the 90s, early 90s.
Well, this series started in maybe the late 70s.
These ones are old, yeah. But there was a bunch of like, they made like Choose Your Own Adventure versions of like a bunch of different already existing stuff, yeah.
I read maybe one when I was in elementary school, and I was like, okay, and then I never read a single one again until yesterday.
He chose the adventure of illiteracy.
No, I chose the adventures of books that are good.
To read more, turn to the cover of the book and then put it back on the shelf.
So Edward Packard wrote all these. He was not the originator of the genre, I imagine, but...
No, he kind of. I think
he was. Right. According to the Wikipedia. Like about the author on the like last page of this book or one of the or the other one that we read, it says that he had the idea for this kind of book while telling bedtime stories to his kids. So he might have invented this, and this might have been the first one. Mm. Though I'm not sure about that at all.
This is the first published one. He came up with an earlier idea in the much earlier 70s. His Edward Packard is still alive. He's like 95 now. He
has chosen to live.
He came up with this other one, which was called The Adventures of You on Sugarcane Island, which was almost certainly about chattel slavery.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah.
But he tried to get it published.
It's a Harry Belafonte album.
The Calypso craze was wild, but it was that was unsuccessful for many, many years. Eventually, it was published by, you know, some local house.
Wait, that one book was unsuccessful for many years?
It took him like 5 years to find a publisher for it.
Okay.
At a time when there was no cable TV, like publishing books was probably easier then.
Yeah.
And eventually, it found success, and then he made a deal starting... 1979 or something like that, is when the Choose Your Own Adventure series started, with Cave of Time being the first one. But I really like this. Like, eventually, he relaunched it as Choose Co., which is the fucking worst. It sounds like, isn't that bridge, that Polish bridge in Brooklyn? the Choose Co.? But he...
It's a very New York joke right there.
but he renamed it Choose Co. And then he fucking, apparently he owns the idea of autonomy, because remember that Black Mirror Bandersnatch mediocre thing? It was the Netflix thing where you choose your own adventure Netflix movie. He sued them and they settled. Like, they gave him money for, like, yes, you're right. You own the idea of human choice.
Wow. That's so
good for Edward Packard.
That's insane.
So he made these. They made like close to 200 in the first run. And I liked
this. But it's really like, at that point, probably 10,000 books because of all the choices.
So apparently they vary from as few as 7 endings to well over 40 in some books, which is fucking insane.
Not all of the same length. Some endings are 3 choices in, if you really fuck up. Like I did.
Like I did too.
Yeah.
I purposely did. But I like this quote from Smithsonian Magazine. Said, despite having a formulaic style and quoting an English scholar saying, in terms of literary quality, many of the multiple storyline books are true skunks. It is an important series to remember. So I like that, you know, even in like the whatever, you know, article written about them, they're like, most suck. But it was a cool idea.
It was an idea. Okay, but let's talk about what happens in this one. Very briefly. So,
stuff to each of us.
This is the first one. There's literally like a 2-page introduction written in second person that just says, you are going hiking in a cave.
It's like we were reading Broken Earth again.
And then Emidi is like, do you want to go left or do you want to go right? And then you pick one. And then that's where our stories may have diverged.
Well, no, you have a choice to stay or wait, actually.
Yeah,
it's like, true. You've been in a cave for a while. Should you stay or wait?
And so I forget what I chose.
I waited till morning.
I think I waited, and then I ended up finding a random weird dude, and then I immediately picked something, and I said the end. It was like all of 10 paragraphs into the book, and it says the end. And so I was like, what? That's it? And
turns
it was like,
out you're not
I
good
can't
at choosing.
Just stop there. I'm literally less than 5 minutes into the book experience. And I'm like,
Nate,
okay.
That's a full book on Goodreads.
It was not an audiobook. So anyway, So I was like, I can't just stop there. That's like not what you're supposed to do. I mean, you're supposed to go, oh, well, that sucks, and then go back and take a different path, and then go back, or at least that's what I assume, because no one would like get a whole book, a whole physical book, and then go like, wait, what, after 5 minutes, and be like, fuck Scholastic Book Fair. You wouldn't do that. Anyway, I was also reading it on an iPad that had like links to each of the different sections, and you couldn't go back. It wasn't like different pages in the ebook, so
you had to commit, go
back to the beginning. It's true. You had to commit. But anyway, it was really stupid. And then I ended up going back to taking the same choices because I remembered which one I did. And then there were four choices. I went back to each of those 4 choices. You see, you meet a random old man, and it's like, would you like to blah blah blah? Would you blah blah blah? And there were like 4 things. I went back to each of the 4 of those. All 4 of them are dead ends that immediately go to the end on the next page. And it was like, holy shit, this is so stupid.
Someone's ending padding.
Apparently, in some of the later books, they came up with some more creative things, like sometimes you can get stuck in an endless loop. which I wish I had picked one of those.
They yeah, on purpose. You about like, that in You Are a Shark. They're like, it might seem like time is going into in a loop, but just keep going.
And there was apparently another book where there's like a good ending that you can't get. Like nothing leads to that page. It's like
I feel like that was a by mistake.
No, it's 100% on purpose. Like there's it's like a spaceship one, and there's a thing. It's like, oh, it's rumored that there's planet you didn't listen a Pater, and if you know for people who don't listen, go there or something like that. And then there's like a random page. It's like it's not clear how you got here, but it was pretty funny. But I like the idea of just the endless loop where you're trapped. Like, how many times did a kid go through that before they was like, wait a minute. I already turned probably page 17.
Well, wouldn't you say that, speaking of turning the pages, wouldn't you say that turning pages comes with the territory? This is The Territory by Hudson Valley Brewery. This is a sour IPA with rhubarb and elderberry.
Which your mother smelt of.
True.
And I've not tried this.
Everyone's favorite flavor, rhubarb.
Communist celery. Okay. Whoa, that's tart. Very tart.
Is it the rhubarb you're tasting?
Could be. It isn't sour IPA. I don't know if I taste rhubarb. Or elderberry, it mostly just tastes like sour IPA.
I don't think I've had rhubarb outside of pie form, so I'm not aware of its natural characteristics.
Yes, I believe. Same. Yeah. I would say it is quite tart. I don't know if I'm going to drink the rest of this.
Coward.
Yep.
That is your choice.
Ah, there you go.
You chose to end it early, like many of the book choices.
So anyway, I died almost immediately in the book, and then I went back and continued to die pretty much immediately in the book, and then I went back and tried to just find more. But what did you guys do?
Oh, I had a whole adventure. This is the only one of the three that I made it through successfully. So I chose to wait till morning, and then it said you can like do something or seek shelter. I sought shelter, where I found then a knight. And a knight came to get me and says, let's go to the castle and you can tell the king what you're doing here. And so he says, like, I got caught in a fucking time cave. And the knight's like, the king says, that's stupid. You better tell me what really happened or I'll kill you. And so I chose to then make up a story instead of saying that it was true. And I was put into the dungeon tower.
I'm literally following your links right here.
Oh yeah. I got put into the dungeon tower and, after coming to terms with the fact that I now lived full-time in feudalist Europe with, subject to the whims of a dictator. And then I jumped out of the tower and I settled into my new life of being a fisherman in the village near the loch, which I guess is Loch Ness. I don't know. And then I was hanging out with my new family that took me in to make me a fisherman. And then a dragon came out from the lake. And they said, oh, he comes out every 100 years or so. He lives in a cave of time underneath the water, so he doesn't age. He just comes out to be a dickhead once in a while. And so I said, I'm going to go to that time cave. And I went to that time cave. And then I was going through it, and I found an egg, and I brought the egg home. And then I was given, I came out in my own time and place. I ended up back home with this new egg, and the choice was, break open the egg now or wait to see what happens. And I chose to wait to see what happens. And I got a call from, I know I brought it to like the Natural History Museum where a guy looked at it. He's like, I wrote this down because it was dumb. He stares intently at it, holds it up to the light, taps it and scratches it with a penknife. Then he holds it to his ear. Finally, he smells at you and gently puts the egg down. It's quite possibly this is the egg of a plesiosaurus. And then he said, like, just hold on to it. I'll put it in the incubator. And then you just wait for him to call, and he never does. And that's the end.
Wow, it's like we read a totally different book.
Yeah.
That is an amazing number of choices you went through without dying.
I know. I was surprised considering how the other two books went.
That is really stupid, though.
Yeah, I found it. I went to feudal Europe and found a plesiosaur egg.
You know, this is the crossover with Outlander. That's with the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, they did. They mentioned how big the dinosaur's dick was.
And there's one knight guy who just likes to butt fuck people.
Yeah, I mean, that was the knight that came to get me. That's why he found me in the first place.
He's like, oh, you're in the...
Let me look into your cave
of
time.
The front
cave.
The cave of behind. No? Okay, so... That's just so different than my story. You really chose a different adventure, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's I'm like impressed. That's the kind of book it is.
But like,
and then I closed it, and we'll never open it again.
It really goes a wildly different path. Like
you didn't have any nights or dinosaurs.
Got molested and murdered in the woods by a drifter. You went to feudal England and found a plesiosaur egg.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like regular life where both those things are equally likely to happen, right?
Anything can happen when you're at the Snake Canyon cave system.
True.
I think that's where it is. Well, I also waited until morning, but I did not seek shelter. I braved the freezing wind to see more of the world about me.
I was sure that would kill me.
Well, I was like, I was trying to die. I wanted to die.
Okay.
This is, I made bad choices every time. I found myself in a fiercely cold ridge wandering around, quote, pondering my fate. And then there were two different passages. And at this point in the book, like maybe this is like one of those things where you could loop back here from other choices. But there was no clarity that this was a time traveling cave. It was just like, there's a cave, you fall asleep, where do you want to go now? And then all of a sudden it's like, this is the, quote, you know, capital, cave of time. You're like, how do we know that? And it says, a passageway leads to the right, another to the left. Does one lead to the future and one to the past? Like, how the fuck would you get that from nothing set this up? Like, it was not, the continuity was poor. But I chose the left-hand passageway, which of course leads to a spaceship. So you come out and there's a spaceship, a flying saucer just there. Oh, it's even stupider. And I was like, at this point, I want to die. So I went up to the spaceship. And as I get up to the spaceship opens up and it leaves out a pallet with like a whole bunch of shit on it. And the shit is like Neanderthals. It's just like six cave people laying on a bed. So I learned that the source of human life on this planet is exogenetic, or whatever that word is. Like, it comes from outer space.
They built pyramids, so.
That's true, yes. Graham Hancock?
Isn't it called spermogenesis? Isn't that what that theory is called?
Panspermia. Or something.
Panspermia, that's what it is, yeah.
That's what happens when you get excited and you don't pull it out in time. You get panspermia. So in my pants. So then they're like, oh, there's cave people. So I had the choice of, do I want to stay and try to make friends with the primitive people or return to the hill? And I was like, I'm making friends today, baby. And so the primitive people look around close and they like find like a wild onion and they all eat it and hoot and holler. And then they offer some to me and I eat some of their like willow bark or whatever the fuck they're eating. And I sleep on the floor, and I eat something. Quote: "It tastes like a dirty carrot," which is definitely a slang term for penis. And I become part of their group, and I stay there with no desire to return to my time. And that's the end of the story.
You eat one dirty carrot, and you're just like, "That's it. I'm giving up on going back to the modern world."
Yeah, like why go back?
They never mention the spaceship again. They're just like
the spaceship just leaves. It's just like, here, you want some bums, and it just gives you fucking Cro-Magnon man.
So for all you know, you could still be in your modern time. It just dropped off the cavemen at that time too, and you're all living in like rural Michigan in 1996. You don't even know it.
You know what though?
It's like the village,
baby. I want to live in this time, whatever we call this time. Time is nothing but a number.
It's a thing in a cave.
I'm just hanging out with these. If there were like one or two more choices, maybe I would learn, or actually just horribly disturbed PTSD war veterans and they don't even know what's happening anymore, and the system has failed them, so they're eating wild onions on the bank of the, you know, Lake Erie. We don't know, but it feels right.
So I went, after I died almost immediately, I went back and, like, tried to map it out, like, mathematically, where I'm like, all right, I'm choosing the top choice, now I'm choosing the top choice, then the top choice, and then when I die, okay, I'm going to go back, top choice, second choice, top choice, you know, so it can go back.
Is that
and, like,
mathematically or just obsessively?
Yeah.
Just Rain Manly.
It doesn't count unless I read every page.
What I mean is, I was trying to like find all the different branching paths.
But you didn't find either of ours?
No, I found both of those.
Oh, okay.
And I found other ones too. There's one where you meet a random, the only one that's kind of like mostly a normal ending is you meet this random girl in one of the caves and you're like, hey, do you know how to get out of here? She's like, yeah, I do. And then you leave. And then she's like, look at this. What year is it? Oh, you know, it's the year in the future, 2022.
Oh, shit.
And, oh, but yet, yes, so you actually go to the future year, 2022.
This moon book was colony.
79. And it says, like, there have been, I don't know what a Cadillac is. And anyway, it was kind of weird. Wait, there's, what is this, sailing ship? Anyway, there are also a bunch more endings that I didn't like get to because I'm now flipping through the book. There's one where you go to 18th century Boston. Not even kidding. This page has dinosaurs on it. I really don't know why. I'm trying to find the one.
I found
the girl
a dinosaur.
For 2022. That might have been it. Oh, there's a. Okay, there's a definitely like saber-toothed tiger on that page. No idea why. No, he said. Well, there are a whole bunch of different endings that I. There's one about the Titanic. Okay, hold on. I'm just flipping through it. Jesus. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. Tell me about the world outside your entrance to the Cave of Time. Is it America? What year is it there? It's the year it's the year 2022, of course, she replies. You mean people are still wearing blue jeans then? Yes, they've come back to style lately. You must have some new inventions we do not have in my time. Tell me about your most modern things. I think Hitachi. The best things are bicycle trails. Since 1997, they've allowed no new roads to be built, only bike trails. This guy's a total lefty. and now there's so many more miles of bike trails than there are cars. So you can really bike all over the country, you ask? Yes. And then it says,
let me do a quick Cadillac, 20-day car tour of the year, from Chicago to LA year. On my bike.
And he's like, what's a Cadillac? Louisa asks. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Anyway, wow. So I went through a bunch more of these, but now that I'm flipping through the book, I see a bunch more endings that I definitely did not get to and don't know how to. There's one about the Great Wall of China.
This is more like a cave of space and time.
Well, you know, space and time are kind of the same thing. Einstein.
Oh, this is the event horizon time cave?
Yes, must be.
Oh no. That means
yeah, anyway,
it means one ending is very, very bad.
There's one where you get on the train with President Lincoln on his way to give the Gettysburg Address. I'm not even making it up. That's literally page 94. That's
where he allegedly wrote the Gettysburg Address was on that train. So you could like have fucked it up, and Abraham was like, 40. How does that work again? And you're like, what are you doing, Abe? And he's like, oh, I lost it now. Like, you could have fucked it up. That would have been an amazing ending.
Like, or you could have written the Forrest Gump. Like, I'm thinking of saying something normal, like 87 years ago. Like, Abe, what if you really like zhuzhed that up a little bit? Oh yeah, it could use some zhuzhing.
Like 100 minus 13. He's like, no, that's pretty autistic, Abe. How about you use some other obscure measurements, like stone?
12 hectares of years ago.
What is that in
12 dozen fortnights?
That is so. It's really widely you know, spread out there. The choices I could see if I was a kid. I definitely had some of these. Like, I recognized the covers. I had some of these books, and they were old when I read them. I would have tried to find all the endings and tried to figure out how to get to them and cheated to do it because that was the only way sometimes. But this book would have been crazy to like try to make just wild journeys you go on. Start it big.
Except.
Start it big with a series.
Mostly you just die and you come out of nowhere. It comes out of nowhere. And there's no, you can't really tell. I mean, it's, you can't, there's no like hints, but I guess that would also kind of make it too easy, but it's also like anything could happen. You go to the next thing and literally anything could happen and there's kind of no rhyme or reason to it.
Just like life.
Kind of is like life, actually. You don't know what a lot of choices you make. You're like, I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen, and then you are surprised, especially when you go into a time traveling cave.
Are these books just an extension of the, what is it, a deterministic or non-deterministic futurism? I don't know what the terms are. Do we have a choice? Does free will exist?
Okay, well, you know what? Okay. If you want to make this complicated, on the one hand, the universe is entirely deterministic, where, like, just because we as people don't have the device to measure the interaction of every single molecule with every single other molecule, doesn't mean they don't follow very simple laws when they do bump into each other. Except
so
for one problem, which is
pants.
Quantum mechanics, in which everything is actually random. I mean, there are probabilities of certain things happen, but it is not deterministic at all. Instead, like, the electron could be over here, or it could be over there, or it could be over there, and it's got like a 20% chance of doing this and 30% chance of doing that, and a bunch of squares in there and a lot of really difficult math that I definitely don't understand. But it is much more random. In fact, it is mostly random.
I don't like any of that.
Yeah.
I don't like it mostly because I don't understand it. That's fine. I'd like to believe that we don't have free will, but whatever blind watchmaker of a god that set us on this path chose for us to read these books and give us the illusion of free will. And this is his ultimate troll. God was like, you don't have a choice, but you will read a choose your own adventure book. I'd like to think God has that kind of sense of humor.
Mm. I hate it.
The series, what? Or the idea of having no free will?
Or life itself.
Yes. Everything.
So I thought this book was pretty dumb, mostly because I died.
You read
right
more
away.
Of it than we did.
Yeah, mostly because I died right away. And
I found a dinosaur egg. I'm good. I had a good story.
You actually did well.
I went to feudal England and found a plesiosaur egg.
Only going through it once, I don't think that was actually the way the books are supposed to be consumed.
No.
I sucked on a Neanderthal's dirty carrot, and I'm going yeah, uber granola. Fuck your bike paths. I'm the crunchiest man on earth. It's not for us. I think we're going to say that many more times. These are for kids in the early 80s. So young Nathan.
Fucking Gen X bullshit. That's what these are.
Though, truthfully, this kind of thing does exist still. In video games where you have multiple endings to get through that people still play, you know, 80 hours of a thing just to get three different endings. So we're still doing the same shit to ourselves.
We are. You know?
This book started to be my compulsive hoarding of things. Like, I must get every ending. What would have happened if I turned on the right-hand path?
A donkey licked my anus.
That's the good ending.
Well, why don't you choose to tell us what you thought? Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
I'm going to support the podcast over at Patreon, because that's you could choose to do that too. Or leave us a review wherever you're listening. Drop a comment.
And choose Goodreads. There is an adventure for your...
And check out the Hopped Up Network, a network of independent beer podcasters. And thanks for listening.